Welcome back to the show, my friends. I hope you've had an awesome weekend, and I hope you are so excited about this week that we have ahead of us. I sure am. We are diving into our yoga practice this week and getting disciplined around stepping on our mat every day. We'll be exploring the idea of sacred discipline a little bit throughout this week, and most of all, just reinvigorating our love for the yoga practice. If you are brand new to yoga, this week is a perfect week to give yoga a try. If you have fallen out of your practice and you used to practice more than you do now, then this week is a great week just to step back into it and remember why you loved the practice once before. If you are already in your daily practice, then this week is just an opportunity to check in with what it is about the practice that keeps you coming back. Just a week dedicated to getting on our mats every single day. Today, I want to give ourselves just a little opportunity of love as we check in with ourselves in our practice to figure out what pose makes us feel like we're able to actually come home to ourselves. So I want you to tune into a shape that you can make with your body. So something that you can arrive at in your practice that just gives you that feeling of, I'm home here. So a pose or a shape or a moment in your practice that just feels safe and comforting and secure. A place that you can come all the time. So probably it's not a highly advanced shape, but something that you can really just settle into. What is a pose that makes you feel really good? That makes you feel like you have arrived. For me, this differs all the time, but there's a shape right now. Just I've been practicing yoga every day. We're doing a 12-day yoga challenge on yogagirl.com right now. It's so much fun. And this week, just or these past few days, whenever I find myself in Supta Baddha Konasana or reclined bound angle pose, which is just lying on the floor, soles of the feet connecting and knees splaying out to the sides. And then I make a little cactus shape with my arms, like I bend my arms in a 90-degree bend out to the side. So it opens, just gently opens my inner thighs and my hips and my heart all at the same time. There's something about that shape that every time I find my way there, I just automatically take a deeper breath. I feel a settling, a softening, an opening, almost like I've been waiting all day just for my body to get a chance to make its way to that pose. And I don't want to leave. That's a really good indication that that's the pose that feels like home, is you want to stay for a really long time. If you are sitting here contemplating like, I have no idea what shape or what pose that could possibly be, I would love to encourage you to get on the mat today and just explore a little bit. Spend 5 or 10 or 15 minutes on the mat without too much guidance, just figuring out what intuitively feels good to your body. Try a few things, see if you can flow from shape to shape, and just see if you can land in a pose that really feels like it. And then that's the shape that makes you feel like home. And of course, make your way to that pose again and again and again. Thank you so much for contemplating and journaling on this with me today. If you want to take this to your journal, your journaling prompt is a yoga pose that feels like home right now is. A yoga pose that feels like home right now is. Thank you so much for practicing with me today, both on and off the mat. I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.